104.5 XLO. Well, I cannot believe it is that time of year. We are talking about Worcester's Best Chef again, the 10-year anniversary, Frank.
That is not possible. Of course, we have guests in the room who've been a part of this for the entire 10 years.
Yeah, Dominic Mercurio is here. Dom, you have not aged in 10 years. What is going on?
Yeah. That's why I got actually a priest friend gave me a book, The Portrait of Dorian Gray. Everybody knows what that looks like. Yeah. I make no deals with the devil, but I do a lot of praying, and we've been 10 years as a result. And I can't believe it, Jen. It's 10 years.
I've been doing this for 10 years with you. Yeah. Wow, just flew by.
Yeah, and we've, throughout the whole thing, we've been working with a couple of schools. This year, we've got Worcester Technical High School back. We've also got Bay Path, and we've also got Tantasqua. Those are three culinary schools, and what they do is they train up the students to be chefs. So we're trying to perpetuate the culinary arts, but at the same time, what we're trying to do is put a spotlight on some of the best chefs, between Native in Sturbridge, and one of them's in the studio with us, and I think it's great.
Yeah, we have the executive chef of the Flying Rhino, Chris O'Hara. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem.
Now, before we get into the formal part of this, what did you do to that pork that I ate?
What was it that he ate? He is raving about it.
That was our sticky pork, and it's loaded with lots of love.
Oh.
Okay, so that actually took down People's Choice first place in the 2015 Best Chef competition. It's a chipotle sweet potato puree, zucchini pappardelle, slow braised hoisin pork.
Man.
This you early fell in the morning.
I did.
You wanted to marry that piece of pork.
And I'm sorry I elbowed our producer Kira out of the way when she made a move on it. But that black eye will heal.
Well, any indication, can you let a little hint out of the bag, Chris, what you guys are going to be doing this year at the event?
I can't tell you that, but I have been practicing it. So,
okay.
So if you've been into the restaurant recently, you may or may not have seen it.
Well, you know how I feel about, you could just come out with your ivory tusk and you'd have a winner right there, right?
Thank you very much. I personally can't take any credit for the ivory tusk. That is all one of the owners, Paul Barber.
Oh, okay. Paul came up with that?
That's his baby.
Well, that thing is amazing. I don't know what you guys do to that, but it keeps people coming back again and again.
Without a doubt, it's never going to come off the menu.
Yeah, that's trademark Flying Rhino.
It really is.
Now, what's the actual date of the event?
Oh, Frank, January 29th, 2017. It is the week before the Super Bowl. We always plan this the week before the Super Bowl because everybody's got, a pretty solid case of cabin fever.
Well, it's always such an exciting event. You never leave hungry.
No.
And, with Christmas coming up on Sunday, a lot of people like to get this as a gift for people. Tell people how people can get tickets.
It's the easiest thing to do. You just go to worcestersbestchef.com. You Google it. You go on there. You'll see the website. Just click it and you can get your tickets, and basically you print out your ticket right there.
And we always talk about this because you'll be in a couple more times with different chefs. The event sells out.
It does. And VIP is another scheduled time block that we have. Usually starts at 4:00. We're going to start it a little early this year, 4:15.
Now, speaking of VIPs, who's your host this year?
I think he looks like he's got a beard, kind of Grizzly Adams. He's got a Grizzly Adams look about him right
Frank's
now.
Oh, Frank's coming this year?
Come on. Jen Carter, do you want me to come down? It's up to Jen.
You got to.
You like to eat? You like to drink?
Yes, two of my favorite things. So third thing is breathing.
Well, the event is coming up. It is Worcester's Best Chef. Mark your calendar for January 29th over at Mechanics Hall. Get your tickets now, though. If you have someone in your life that wants to go to this event, you can get them now because there are tickets available. And go online, worcestersbestchef.com. Thank you so much, Dominic, for coming in. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Awesome.
Very nice.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, guys.